Al Jazeera Podcasts.
A review of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees has found that Israel has yet to provide supporting evidence of its accusations UNRWA employees are members of Hamas and linked to the October 7th attacks on Israel. Since the claim was made in January, many countries cut their funding to UNRWA, including the biggest funders, the US, Germany and the EU. UNRWA supports 5.9 million people across five territories: Gaza, the occupied West Bank, Lebanon, Jordan and Syria, often providing the basic necessities of life, from food to schools and even infrastructure in refugee camps. And the Palestinian Civil Defence says it has uncovered 283 bodies from a temporary burial site inside Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. Now, the burial site was built when Israeli forces surrounded the medical facility last month. They said some of the people were killed during the Israeli siege of the hospital. Well, the head of Israel's military intelligence has resigned, accepting responsibility for the lapse in security that led to the attack by Hamas on southern Israel on October the 7th. Now, Major General Aharon Haliva is the first senior government figure to quit in the wake of the attack, which killed 1,139 people. He says there was a failure of Israeli intelligence and has called for an investigation. Students at Columbia University in New York have been told to stay at home as Palestinian solidarity protests continue on campus. Several student groups, including Jewish Voice for Peace, have been protesting the university's links to the Israeli state since Thursday. Demonstrations in support of Palestine have rocked university campuses, with dozens of arrests at Ivy League school Yale. Okay, to other news now. An opening statement and the first testimony in Donald Trump's first criminal trial have now wrapped up for the day. Prosecutors say the former US president illegally concealed payments made to an adult film actress to hide an affair. Trump has pleaded not guilty to the charges and says he is the victim of political persecution as he makes another run for the White House this year. Well, three people accused of spying for China have been arrested in Germany. Prosecutors said the trio of German citizens had been passing sensitive information to Chinese intelligence since at least June 2022. Now, one of the suspects had been reportedly handling technologies with potential military purposes. The three German citizens are also accused of exporting a laser to China, which is prohibited under European regulations.
On the Inside Story podcast, what could be the consequences for 1.5 million Palestinians if Israel invades Rafah in southern Gaza, despite opposition from its allies, including the US? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.